USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During this time of marches over the death of George Floyd and inequality, Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke on MSNBC about things that minority populations need to be better protected against the coronavirus.
There's a much higher rate that give you a greater risk for serious disease among minority, particularly the African-American population. That's diabetes, that's blood pressure increases, hypertension, obesity. So what we need to do as a society immediately is to make sure that the resources to give them the best possible chance with identification, isolation, and contact tracing to prevent the spread within those populations.
Dr. Fauci also shared his concerns regarding the protesters not practicing, about the protesters not practicing proper social distancing or wearing masks. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Joe Biden has now secured more than 1,991 delegates, which is enough to clinch the Democratic nomination. Biden called it an honor to compete for the nomination against one of the most talented groups of candidates the Democratic Party has ever fielded. He also said he's proud to say we're going into this general election a united party. Biden picked up a sizable delegate haul in the primaries this week in the District of Columbia, Indiana, Maryland, Montana, New Mexico, and Pennsylvania. Biden became the presumptive nominee on April 8th when Bernie Sanders suspended his campaign after losing the Wisconsin primary. Tropical storm Cristobal advanced toward the U.S. Gulf Coast, bringing heavy rains that have already caused flooding and mudslides in Mexico and Central America. The National Hurricane Center said the storm is expected to slowly strengthen until it makes landfall. Tropical storm force winds could arrive as early as tonight. Hurricane Center said the storm should cause heavy rains from East Texas to Florida this weekend and into early next week. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Facebook is changing their rules to get rid of hate speech on their site, and USA's Wendy King has the details.
Facebook has removed nearly 200 social media accounts linked to white supremacy groups that plan to encourage members to attend protests over police killings of black people. The accounts on Facebook and Instagram were tied to the Proud Boys and the American Guard, two hate groups that are already banned on the platforms. Earlier this week, Facebook announced the removal of a handful of other accounts created by white supremacists who'd been posting on Twitter as members of Antifa. They also took out some fake accounts that were trying to manipulate the public in Africa and Iraq.
The State Department, local governments, and at least 50 candidates running for election in 2020 are using email software that the National Security Agency says is being exploited by Russian government hackers. Ariel, a Silicon Valley security firm, says in its report that candidates and government agencies are using the software, leaving themselves vulnerable to the same Russian operatives who hacked the Democrats to interfere in the 2016 presidential campaign. It is not known at this time if the entries identified in the report have been victimized. The NSA noted that many users have failed to patch their systems, leaving a flaw that gives hackers pretty much an attacker's dream access. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.